Well, I think momentum is very important. You know, I think that's the right word. We're just looking to try and get a good head of steam between now and the end of the season. We've shown, as we've said already this season, the ability to get good winning runs and undefeated runs, but we also know the importance of winning games. And you know, I think it's important we try and be as positive as we can and look to try and win the next game, you know, and build on the fantastic result and performance against Dundee United. You know, I think at this stage of the season, it is all about results. And while as managers and coaches and players, we're looking for those real strong performances individually, I would sacrifice that for results, and it's results we're looking for. So hopefully we can get another one tomorrow against a team who have always done very well since they've come up to the SPL. I think Alan's done a great job there, and they don't lose too many goals, so we'll have our work cut out. But nonetheless, the urgency and the desire from my team that we've shown at Tannadice, hopefully we can see more of that again in a similar result. Well, I've seen Partick a couple of times now in the last few weeks and been very impressed. I think what Alan's done there, he's done a good job there, but he's definitely made them tighter at the back. And you know, for what it's worth, I believe they will be a top six side this season, and I think that'll be a real marker of the progress they've made under him. Yeah, I think that we've got to take in all aspects. You know, when you look to pick a team and how you set up, you look at the opposition, you look at the form players of your own team, you've got to pick a system that suits you as well. But, you know, outside factors like the pitch and whatever, you know, you still want to feel that you can play, but sometimes you maybe need to play in the right areas. You know, pitches at this stage of the season deteriorating isn't a new thing. You know, this is something that we've, in our country, we have to face. You know, you see the results, even in my time here, you know, home results prior to Christmas compared to after Christmas, you know, it's a bit more difficult to get that fluency and tempo and pace to your game when you're when the pitches are difficult, you know, but it's something you have to adjust to, you know. And like I say, it's an outside factor, the biggest factor in all of this, you know, whether the game's played on grass, astroturf, a car park, or need to win the game, and desire to win the game is what we're looking for.
Do you just ignore the fact then that if you win, there's only a point in it? Is it just a case of, look, let's just get the victory and see where it takes us?
Yeah, of course, it's we're not daft, we all know the importance of winning, so that's all we're looking for. You know, whether, you know, I don't buy into all this psychological stuff and outside pressures and all the rest of it. There's for me, it's just the game, and you know, we put enough demand on the players to win each and every game anyway. So, you know, just go and win the game, and we want the players to play the way they train. You know, they want the ball, get on the ball, work extremely hard, and hopefully we can good enough on the night to win the game.